Welcome to the Linux Guy Guru, and now your host, Jay Benjamin.
Hi, my name is Jay Benjamin. Thank you for tuning in to the Linux Guy Guru. For those of you who are listening to this program for the very first time, you are in for a treat. This radio program is dedicated to those of you out there who want an alternative to Microsoft Windows and Apple computer operating system. Our topic today is Top 100 Linux Tools. I'll begin by explaining the many options you have to manage your software in Ubuntu. If you're used to an environment where you are reliant on visiting different third-party vendor websites to download updates, you are in for a pleasant surprise. All of the different Linux operating systems have their own software centers. And here you'll be able to add additional software. As an example, you'll be able to update a full Ubuntu installation, including all the applications, software, and it's as easy as running the Update Manager program. You will discover just how easy it is to install and even remove various software packages. So what is a software center? The software center is a graphical utility for package management. You will find it in the applications menu in all of the many various operating systems that use Linux. For example, Ubuntu, Linux Mint, Ubuntu Mate, and others. The Ubuntu Software Center, for example, enabled you to easily select and install a large array of applications by using the intuitive built-in search and easy one-click installation. When you open the program, you see the package browsing screen. Along the left side of the screen, you have three menus options: Get Software, Install Software, and History. And at the top is a search bar that you can use to search for packages. When you click the Get Software link, you are presented with options to explore software provided by Ubuntu or software for purchase. Clicking the Install Software link presents you with a list of all the installed applications on your Ubuntu desktop. Installing new software via Ubuntu Software Center is as simple as finding it in the package list, double-clicking, and clicking the Install button. When you do so, you may be asked for your password. Then the application is downloaded and installed. You can remove an application by finding it in Ubuntu Software Center and clicking the Remove button. Using the search box at the top to search for a specific application in the list, note that the search within the current category. So if you're in the Games category and you're searching for Office, you'll get no results. The best place to search is within the Get Free Software category to make sure you search all areas. And one of the software packages I strongly recommend that you download is Synaptic for software management. The Add Remove Applications dialog works just fine for adding applications, but if you need to install something specific, such as a library, or if you want to reconfigure your installation system, you need to use Synaptic Package Manager. And you can easily install Synaptic Package Manager using the Ubuntu Software Center that I've just described, if it is not installed by default. At first glance, Synaptic looks a little like the Add Remove Applications window. Along the left are software categories, although this time there are more of them. Along the top right are the package selections for that category. And on the bottom right is the package information window that shows information about the currently selected package. To install or remove software, click the checkbox to the left of its name and you'll see a menu that offers the following options. Unmark. If you have marked this package for installation, upgrade, or one of the other options, this option removes that mark. Mark for installation allows you to add this package to the list that will be installed. Mark for reinstallation. If you have some software already installed but for some reason it's not working, this option reinstalls it from scratch. mark for upgrade. If the software has updates available, this option downloads and installs them. Mark for removal. This option deletes the selected packages from your system but leaves its configuration files intact so that if you ever reinstall it, you don't have to reconfigure it. Mark for complete removal. This option deletes the selected package from your system but also removes any configuration files, purging everything from the system. After you have made your changes, click the Apply button to have Synaptic download, install, upgrade, and uninstall as necessary. If you close the program without clicking Apply, your changes will be lost. Beneath the categories on the left side of the screen, you will see four buttons: Sections, Status, Search, and Custom, with Sections selected. These customize the left side. Sections is the categories view. Status enables you to view packages that are installed or upgradable. Search stores results of your searches, and Custom has some esoteric groupings that are useful only to advanced users. You can press Ctrl plus F at any time to search for a particular package. By default, it is set to search by package name. You may change the look in box setting to description and name. As mentioned already, your search terms are saved under the search view, the buttons on the bottom left, and you can click from that list to research on that term. As well as providing the method of installing and removing software, Synaptic provides the means to configure the servers you want to use for finding packages. In fact, this is where you can make one of the most important changes to your Ubuntu system. You can open it up to the Ubuntu universe and multiverse. Ubuntu is based on the Debian distribution, which has thousands of software packages available for installation. Ubuntu uses only a subset of that number, but makes it easy for you to install the others, along with many packages that are not available in Debian. When you use Synaptic, you see small orange Ubuntu logos next to many packages. This identifies them as being officially supported by the canonical supported Ubuntu developers. The packages that do not have this logo are still supported, but the wider Ubuntu communities of developers are the ones who support that. To enable the universe and multiverse repositories, go to Settings, Repositories. This list shows all the servers you have configured for software installation and updates and includes the universe and multiverse repositories. When you find them, check them and then click Close. Synaptic will show a message box warning that the repository listings have changed and that you need to click the Reload button near the top left of the Synaptic window to have it refresh the package list. Go ahead and do that, and you should see a lot more software appear for your selection. However, be advised, notice that only a small number have the official Ubuntu seal attached, which means you may want to be a little bit more careful when installing third-party software. Much of the software I have discussed is available only through the Universe repository. Therefore, I highly recommend enabling it to get full use out of all the software in the Ubuntu installation. And staying up to date is easy. Although you can manage your software updates through Synaptic, Ubuntu provides a dedicated tool called Software Updater. This tool is designed to be simple to use. When you run it, the Software Updater automatically downloads the list of updates available and checks them all in the list it shows. If the update list was downloaded automatically not too long ago, you can force Ubuntu to refresh the list of available updates by clicking the check button. Otherwise, all you need to do is click Install Updates to bring your system up to date. If you want a little more information about the updates, click Show Details at the bottom to see what has changed in the update. Ubuntu automatically checks for updates periodically and notifies you when critical updates are available. However, there's no harm running Software Updater yourself ever so often, just to make sure. It's better to be safe than sorry. Well, as promised, we'll talk about those top 100 Linux tools in this segment of the program. Many of these are essential applications. A Linux desktop isn't complete without them. And even though your distribution software repositories give you access to thousands of apps, and you can install everything from fully featured app suites to nifty command line utilities literally with the touch of a button, which one do you choose? There are open source apps and tools for all kinds of applications today. There's hardly any use case that isn't catered to for a community contributed application. Many of these apps have improved and offer features and performance benefits that surpass their proprietary counterparts. They have also proved themselves to be invaluable to home and business users in more than one sense of the word. According to rough estimates on www.openhub.net, some popular apps such as LibreOffice, Firefox, and Apache would take several hundred person years to develop and cost millions of dollars, yet they are available to you for no cost. Yes, they're free. Open source apps come in many shapes and sizes, and you can grade them based on their usability. There are feature-rich apps, task-oriented apps, suites, well-put-together tools, and newfangled novelty apps, and games as well. Some ship with well-designed graphical interfaces, and others show their more versatile size when operated from the command line. In this feature, we traverse this diverse and vast collection of open source gems and will offer the best of the best. In this list, I will give you 100 of the best apps with a wide range of categories to choose from. Whether you are a business owner, an educational institution, a developer, a home user, or a gamer, I've got something for everyone. I'll begin with the essential apps. LibreOffice. It can be found at the openoffice.org website, as well as in the Software Center. LibreOffice has become one of the most popular office productivity suites. It includes programs for word processing and can create spreadsheets, slideshows, diagrams, and drawings, maintain databases, and compose mathematical formulae. It also offers good compatibility with documents in proprietary formats and has recently had a facelift. You can find it at LibreOffice.org. Wine. Despite the increased number of cross-platform apps that work on Linux, there are some that still only support Windows. This includes big third-party proprietary apps such as Adobe Photoshop or just small niche homegrown tools that you can't do without. For such situations, you can use Wine, which generally runs these Windows-only apps and games with ease. The project supports over 20,000 apps. Some work flawlessly out of the box, while others require minor configuration tweaks. It can also be found at winehg.org. Remina allows you to access a remote computer from the comforts of your desktop. It supports the widest range of protocols and will connect to all kinds of remote desktop servers. Thunderbird is another gem from the Mozilla Foundation. Thunderbird is one of the best email clients, being easy to set up and is brimming with features. Simple setup wizards and syncing with popular web-based email services, and it can manage multiple accounts. It supports encryption as extended through add-ons, and it could be found at mozilla.org/Thunderbird, as well as in the repositories. KeePassX. Trying to remember different passwords for the various services is a challenge for most humans. You can defer this task to KeePassX, which stores passwords in an encrypted database. It can fill in the password automatically and also includes a random password generator. This website is keepassx.org. and Hillary Clinton's favorite, BleachBit, a distro that accumulates a lot of digital junk over time. BleachBit helps you spring clean and protect your privacy. It also removes temporary and other unnecessary files and has tools to securely delete files or wipe it completely clean. BleachBit can be found on its website as well, http://bleachbit.sourceforge.net. OpenSSH. When you need to interface with a remote computer, you cannot do it without OpenSSH. It's the family of tools that provides secure tunneling capabilities by encrypting all traffic and includes several authentication methods and supports all SSH protocols. It can be found on their website at openssh.org. And the next one is something that you can't go on the computer without. It's GUFW. You may not be using a firewall currently, and if that's because they are difficult to set up, then you need only GUFW. It features an intuitive graphical interface for managing the inbound and outbound traffic rules for various apps and services, and even individual ports. Its wizard-like graphical menus are designed especially for inexperienced users, and I recommend it strongly. It can be found in repositories or at their website at gufw.org. And there's VirtualBox. When Wine doesn't cut it, you can use VirtualBox to run an entire Windows installation inside a virtual machine. The software is also useful in installing experimental apps that you don't want to deploy in a real computer, and for testing others without exposing it to real hardware. It can be found on their website as well at virtualbox.org, as well as the repository. Clonezilla. This is a cloning solution that's distributed as a live CD and is popular for doing bare metal backup and restoration of individual PCs. It can also deploy an image to multiple computers in a laboratory environment. Clonezilla can work with a large number of popular disks, partitions, and file system types. It can be found on their website as well, too, at clonezilla.org. And one of my favorites, VLC. Distribution ship with a functional video player, but if you need more control, there's no beating VLC. It supports virtually every video and audio format out there and includes handy command line user interface tools for advanced users. Their website is videoland.org/VLC. PZIP. PZIP is a graphical archiving tool that can work with well over 130 different types of archive files and can even create encrypted ones. It integrates with popular desktops and also has a command line interface for advanced users. GParted. Use GParted to restructure disk on your computer. It's available as a live CD and can also be installed inside your distribution. GParted can create, resize, move, delete, reformat, or check partitions and supports many file systems. You can get that at gparted.org. Then there's ZuluCrypt. ZuluCrypt creates an encrypted disk within a file or within a non-system partition or USB disk. ZuluCrypt has an intuitive user interface and can be used to encrypt individual files as well. And then there's HomeBank. This is a feature-rich finance application. It can import data from other apps and bank statements in popular formats. It can also detect duplicate transactions and features dynamic reports and is easy to use for budgeting. And now we'll go over some internet apps. Get the best of the web with these tools as well. Firefox, one of the most widely recognized pieces of open source software. Mozilla's Firefox web browser is a default browser on virtually every Linux distribution. It's pretty responsive and known for its privacy features. You can customize it to the hilt and also extend it with an impressive number of extensions. And you can get that at firefox.com. And then there's Midori. the go-to browser for anyone concerned about resources consumption. Midori is popular with lightweight distros. Despite its lightweight nature and design, Midori has all the features you'd expect from a web browser, including a speed dial tabbed interface, bookmark management, and configurable web searches, as well as an incognito mode. And you can get that at midori-browser.org. And Pigeon is a wonderful app for instant messaging over many network protocols. You can sign in with multiple accounts in a single client and chat with many friends in different networks. You can use it to connect to AIM, MSN, Google Talk, Yahoo, Jabber, IRC, and many chat networks all at once. And you can get that through Pigeon, PIDGIN.IM. And for those of you who come from the Windows world and are concerned with viruses, you can install ClamAV. While most viruses and Trojans will have no effect on Linux, you still can have infected files in your distribution that can wreak havoc when accessing a Windows machine. So be a good administrator and use ClamAV to scan files. You can get Clam at clamav.net or in your software center. Then there's Shutter. Besides capturing the full screen, Shutter can capture a specific area or a window. You can also upload it to a hosting service. And here's another must-have application if you're a hobbyist who has a passion for making movies. It's OpenShot. There are only a handful of video editors for Linux, and OpenShot offers the best combination of features and ease of use for the home user. You can use it to combine videos, audio tracks, and still images together, and add in captions, transitions, and more, and export the final product in a variety of formats. OpenShot can also be used with Blender to create 3D animated titles. And since I mentioned Blender, let's just include it. With Blender, animators can create 3D printed models, visual effects, art, interactive 3D applications, and video games. The app provides a wide range of features that can be used to create 3D animation films. It's a one-stop 3D package and includes a gaming engine, a video sequence editor, production-ready camera, and object tracking, a large library of extensions, and an advanced physics engine. It can render fluid dynamics and simulate the movement of elastic objects and clothes. Pretty cool. And then there's Inkscape, another pro-quality tool. Inkscape offers advanced vector graphics editing, and it's popular for drawing vector art, line art, and designing logos and graphics. It's brimming with features such as markers, clones, alpha blending, and more, and is often compared to expensive proprietary apps such as Illustrator and CorelDRAW. And then there's GIMP. Despite its name, GIMP is a powerful, comprehensive image manipulation program. It offers a wide range of tools for professional quality, photo retouching, and image manipulation capabilities for free. It also offers a huge list of features and supports all the common graphics file formats. A must-have. And then there's Audacity. If you need to work with audio, you should use the powerful Audacity Sound Editor. You can trim audio, combine tracks, and even stack multiple tracks, as well as export a number of formats and quality settings. And if you like music, you can install Kodi. Until recently, Kodi was known as XBMC. It's an excellent option for users who wish to turn their PCs into media hubs. It plays most kinds of media files and works with TVs, IR, and Bluetooth remote controls. And then there's Digicam, one of the best photo management tools for Linux, and it has features that will appeal to all kinds of users. It recognizes all major image file formats and can organize and sort images based on metadata. This app also has plugins to export images to various online sources. And then there's Conky. If you're concerned about the resource utilization of your PC, Conky is a nifty little app that lets you keep an eye on your system. It can monitor and report on the state of various components. The tool is very flexible and highly configurable, and can also display information from apps such as weather updates. And then there's Handbrake. When you have the need to convert a video, Handbrake is the video transcoder app that does a commendable job. It converts nearly any format and supports a wide range of video codecs. One of its best features is built-in device profiles for popular devices that make the conversion process easy as pie. Well, I'm kind of running out of time here, but I'll add one more from the 100 list that I promised. CairoDoc. CairoDoc is a Mac operating system 10 doc-like app. One of its main advantages over other docs is that it doesn't require a compositing window manager to work and can add bling to your older low-power machines. So if you're looking for eye candy, CairoDoc has got it. Well, that's our show for today. If you've enjoyed the program, please pass it on and tell a friend. Our next show's topic is entitled Secrets of Firefox. This program will teach you how to master the web with the hidden features of the Firefox flagship open source browser. If you'd like to reach out to the show, you can email us at linuxguyguru@gmail.com. Till next time, your host, Jay Benjamin, logging out.